There's so much data being collected on websites and even off of websites, but how secure is the data that you're collecting from your visitors? Today, we'll talk about crafting the perfect privacy policy for your radio station website.
You're listening to Better Radio Websites, the definitive podcast for radio professionals who want their websites to generate more traffic and substantial revenue. Get time-tested techniques, secret tricks, and valuable tools in online content, marketing, analytics, security, social media, and much more. Ready for your radio station to dominate digital in your market? Here we go.
Hi, it's Jim, and welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. Thank you so much for tuning in this week, and if you haven't, be sure to check out our video version of this on YouTube. And when you get there, be sure that you like and subscribe, because we are trying to get this podcast in front of more radio station content directors and to just give these best practices each and every week. Hopefully they give you some value, and if they do, please let us know. Leave a comment, leave a like, thumbs up. We do appreciate any feedback that we get. Well, this week we're talking about privacy policies. And when was the last time you even looked at or updated the privacy policy on your radio station website? Do you even have one on your radio station website? Well, coming up a little bit later on in the podcast, I'll give you a very important reason on why you should have one there. And, you know, information privacy is a huge deal. I mean, every day you hear about somebody being a victim of identity theft. And so all of this data that we sometimes don't even know that we're giving out online is being shared and back and forth. So it's very important that the data that you receive from your either website visitors or even your on-air visitors via contests or stuff like that, the, you know, whenever they give you their email address and their home phone number, that's really private information that somebody, you wouldn't want that on a billboard, let's say, right? So that's why it's considered private information, and it's why it's considered personal information. And so you really need to have a privacy policy on your radio station website that gives your visitors and your listeners information on what you do with their information. If you plan on selling their information, they have the right to know that and to maybe even opt out of even giving you even any information whatsoever. So before we continue and we go any further into this episode, I will let you know what I'm giving here should not be considered legal advice. I did some research for this podcast, and I'm simply handing over the research that I gained and what you should and maybe should not do with your own privacy policy. But do not take that as any kind of legal advice. If you have a legal counsel, be sure that you either reach out to them, have them either draft something for your website or for your radio station, and be sure that you're really covered on all bases. Because really, it's going to change depending on where you are, where your listeners are, who you are targeting, if the things that you are doing on your radio station website. And so we're going to cover some of that today, but each situation is going to be a little bit different. So that's why it's important to really get legal counsel. So over the past few years, privacy laws have been created in response to increasing public concern over personal data security and privacy, especially given the vast amounts of data that's collected and processed by businesses. The frequent occurrences of data breaches and misuse, I mean, you hear about that every day in the news. The two biggest laws to protect privacy are the GDPR and the CCPA. We'll go into what each one of these are. So the GDPR is the General Data Protection Regulation. This was the first big law that was put into place, but it was over in the European Union. And so it's essentially regulation for any business or organization operating within the European Union or dealing with the data of EU residents. The regulation strictly handles personal data and gives citizens significant control over their personal information. In order to comply with GDPR guidelines, many websites, you know, have to have that banner at the very bottom of the website saying that this website collects cookies on this or that and this and that. Do you agree or you do you not agree? That law was the reason why you're seeing more and more of those pop up, because chances are that website probably targets some visitors in the European Union. And so that's why they have that. But that really doesn't apply to us, right? Well, who needs to display these GDPR banners at the bottom of their website? Well, you have to have a presence in the European Union. That means any entity with an office, branch, or establishment within the EU that processes personal data there. If you're offering goods or services to EU residents, even if it's a online service, if a website targets customers in the EU by allowing them to either order goods or services in European languages other than English, or maybe enabling payment via euros, that website needs to comply with the GDPR. If you're monitoring the behavior of individuals, this includes tracking internet activity to analyze and predict personal preferences, behaviors, and attitudes. Common examples would include using cookies for behavioral advertising or analytics that track EU residents. Probably not what's going to be affecting most radio stations here in the U.S., right? Most of us, but there probably are some that do. And then there's that California Consumer Privacy Act, or CCPA. Now, that one was inspired by the GDPR and really has to do with California. And you would think, well, okay, I'm in Oklahoma. I don't have to worry about California, but your website actually is accessible within California. So you may be under that law right there. The CCPA, inspired by the GDPR, aims to provide similar protections within California. It gives residents the right to know about, delete, opt out of the sale of their personal information. It represents a significant step toward consumer privacy rights right here in the U.S. And a lot of other states have kind of said, okay, well, maybe we need to do our own within our state. I don't know why, but there's no over-encompassing United States privacy rule yet. It seems to be in individual states that are kind of taking the lead on this. And so I expect at some point there will be an overarching government privacy law that will kind of supersede or be better than these individual state laws. But we'll see, you know, what comes of that. But that is something that you need to be abreast of. So do you need to be displaying any CCPA banners on your website? Well, probably not. And that's the reason why is your annual gross revenues need to exceed $25 million. Any business with the annual gross revenues over $25 million, regardless of where they are based, must comply if they collect personal data from California residents. If they buy, receive, or sell personal information of 50,000 or more California residents, households, or devices annually. This includes direct transactions and passive data collection through website stats, app usage, device interactions. If your business also derives 50% or more of their annual revenues from selling California residents' personal information. Who in the world would do that? That's just crazy. But if you do fall under this, which we probably don't, a significant portion of your business revenue comes from selling that information, then you would need to comply with the CCPA. All right. So more than likely that doesn't affect you either, right? So how do all of these privacy notices and the laws pertain to our radio stations if they're based here in the U.S.? And I say this because most of the people who are listening to this podcast are based here in the U.S. If you are not, then you'd more than likely fall under that GDPR. But there are actually a few countries that have their own privacy protection laws in place. So you'll have to research those and be sure that if your radio station does fall under that criteria, that you have all of the protections and all of the notices in place that you need to on your website. But since most radio stations that listen to this podcast do not, you typically would not need to include a GDPR or CCPA consent banner for cookies or data processing on your website. However, it is important to really consider other factors regarding privacy policy on pages on your website, especially when using third-party services like Google. which they do collect and process user data. Every time that you go to Google or you go to YouTube or you use one of their services, they have an algorithm that's running in the background and they're collecting personal information. Now, there are several plugins and services out there that you can use that will cover all situations. And what they'll do is they'll put the banner down at the bottom of your page if it is required, and it will actually craft your privacy policy pages for you and keep them up to date if any of the laws change. So, you know, there's some free options out there, and then there are some paid options. We'll leave you a link to a couple of them in the show notes. I'll let you research those on your own because given where you are, your circumstances may change. You may not need any of those. Of course, I cannot recommend any of those paid ones because I haven't used them myself. But just know that there are opportunities and resources out there that you can use to create these privacy policy pages for you. Now, some of the best practices that we can recommend is just to have a general data privacy policy somewhere on your website, letting people know what you're doing, what data that you're collecting, and then what you're doing it, how you're keeping it safe. And this could cover online forms. It could cover contest forms. It could cover contest information that you take over the phone. So, like I say, any personal information that you collect from someone, they need to be able to either access or be able to tell you, hey, be sure that you delete that once you're done using it. And or you set it on fire or do whatever you need to in order that it doesn't fall into the wrong hands. It could also cover your newsletter. I mean, those are email addresses as well. So everything that you collect online should be covered in this privacy policy, and then let the people know what you're doing with that information and how you are using it. If you're using it to sell to clients, that needs to be put in there so they know, okay, well, maybe I don't want to be signed up for this client newsletter, you know, because I entered this contest, I won't even enter the contest. Or maybe there's a check mark on the contest form that lets them opt out of subscribing to the client newsletter or being their information being given to the client afterwards, okay? You also want to disclose third-party services that you're using, like Google. If you're using Google Analytics, then client information is being intaken by Google. You may not have access to that information as much as Google does, but you do have the Google Analytics. You can see where the people were whenever they visited your website, and you can kind of get some demographic information about those people, how long they stayed on the website, and you may even get an email or something like that. It just depends on the information that Google has, but be sure that you disclose that you are using these third-party services and kind of give an overview of the data that they are collecting. Google Analytics, Google Ads, even YouTube. If you have a YouTube video embedded on your website, then when somebody hits play on that, some of their user information is being processed through the Google platform. So if you have any of those third-party services, be sure that you are including that within your privacy policy. Now, if any part of your audience could reasonably include children under 13, you must comply with the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, or COPPA. This includes having a clear privacy policy that details the information collected from children, how it is used, and ensuring parental consent is obtained before collecting that information. That may be something that you have online in your forms that, you know, here's a parental consent form or something that must be filled out in order to use that information. And if, depending on where you are, you may need to include state specific law compliance, depending on where you are, because I mean, Virginia has their own Consumer Data Protection Act. Colorado has a Privacy Act as well, all emphasizing the consumer privacy rights akin to the CCPA and the GDPR. So depending on where you are, if you have listeners or your signal goes over into one of these states and then you collect information from one of these states, you'll need to be sure that you're compliant with all of those state laws as well. Again, I will reiterate that none of this information should be considered as legal advice. the privacy laws are going to vary widely depending on the country you're in and even in the state that you're in. So we highly recommend consulting with a qualified legal professional to ensure that your specific privacy practices comply with the laws where you are. Now, although specific privacy laws may not apply to your station or your group, transparency about privacy practices through a comprehensive privacy policy page can really help build trust with your audience. It ensures compliance with all the U.S. laws, and it's going to foster a positive user experience by keeping visitors informed about their data privacy and their rights. Just being transparent about, because I mean, it's okay if somebody doesn't want to sign up for a contest because the client is going to get that information, okay. Or just give them a check mark box that they can opt out of that and then only supply the client with the people who left it checked or checked it. So just be transparent about your privacy policy and be sure that you do have a privacy policy, because that important reason that I mentioned at the very first of this podcast, it is required by law that you do have some sort of a privacy policy on your station website and a part of your radio station, because the identity theft is so on the rise. And so people have a right to know how their data is being used by your company, your radio station, and your radio station website. So all of this is going to protect you in the end. So hopefully this information helps you. If it has, please reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Leave a comment, like, subscribe. Do everything that you can do to help this station grow. We're not in it for the money. We're in it to help more radio station owners and content creators do more with their radio station website. All right. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Better Radio Websites. Remember to subscribe, leave a rating or comment, and share this episode with your team and radio colleagues. For show notes, archived episodes, and more free resources, visit BetterRadioWebsites.com. Need help starting or making your radio website better? Visit SkyrocketRadio.com.